I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 70 of Sean Hammer. I know it's been a bit, and I apologize. It's always going to be a bit because I'm a complete slacker, and sometimes I just have a hard time trying to find things I want to babble about for an hour or two on a podcast. But I found it, and so here we are. It's been gratefully brought to me by Games Workshop, this topic of today. Well, at least half of it. I know a lot of you with the said, Sean, what makes you choose the intros that you do? I love that intro. I like Blade Runner a lot, and that is my... I like to use it with my 40K intros, and when I have a specific 40K topic to talk about. And so, here it is. I have a 40K topic to talk about. It's the new Chaos Space Marine Codex. Also, I have new White Dwarf to talk about. I know it's a little late. I just got it. I got a free copy sent to me from my iPad, believe it or not. So, I'll be going over my thoughts of that, and talking about that, talking about the White Dwarf, talking about the Chaos Chaos Codex. I actually did do the Chaos Codex on the iPad. I downloaded a program. What did I download? iRig Recorder. And let me know what you think. And if you like it, turn out okay. Say, Sean, send me a message saying, Sean, it worked out, we liked it, it was cool. If you think it sucked and never do it again, say the same thing and I'll stop using that. So, let's see, my weeks and hobby. Well, for one, I have not been doing a lot. I did play some HeroClix this past weekend, which was felt pretty good. I haven't been doing much of anything. I've been laying around like a slug. Not really up to doing anything. I've been working out. It's been pretty rough physically and stuff for me. But I think I'm starting to get it back. And just recently, I started doing some hobbying. I put together some bamboo bases using barbecue skewers for my karai crew. I needed a base, my Lost Love, my two Gekki. Let's see, what else did I... Two Gekki, one Lost Love. I also put together and bought two Night Terrors. I needed those. Oh, and two Session. So I'm putting together a pretty good 30-point karai crew. We'll get over that. Closer to Halloween, I'm going to talk about some spooky stuff for Halloween. As spooky as you could get with wargaming. Let's see, I recorded episode 70 last night in the truck while I was driving my daughter, her friends, my wife around bar hopping for a bachelorette party. Let's see, anything else important happened? I did some gaming. Started painting on my Molly Squid Pidge again today, and that felt good, picking up the paintbrush and doing a little bit on that. And she got her bows and her hair done, and along the bottom of her skirt, I got the pink lace done, so that's pretty cool. So that's about it. I've been pretty active on Facebook and Twitter, posting stuff, and trying to get interviews with certain individuals. One of them is Eric J. from Weird. Talked to him about maybe, you know, the Halloween encounter. There's some new pictures coming up on the Weird site. Talked to him about maybe the scenario boxes that he talked about before Gen Con, asking him how maybe Gen Con went. So if you got any questions you want to ask Eric J. and you want to send them to me, I can ask him on air if you like. Let's see, anything else? Try and contact a few Black Library authors. I'll go ahead and get back to you when that happens. Missed a big old extravaganza in Calgary. I just cannot afford it or get the time to do it. It'd be quite a big endeavor, but I was hoping to do it. Let's see. I got some Gen Con goodies. Of course, I think I went over that before, but we'll go over one of them coming up soon. So let's go ahead and get into this this White Dwarf. And let's see, I gotta open up a newsstand. White Dwarf. White Dwarf issue is not telling me anything. But anyway, this is the big old thing with the White Dwarf changing their whole changing their whole format and stuff. I'll be honest with you, outside of the old format, I don't know what's changed. I mean, okay, you got your cover up front, you got the new Mauler Fiend or Forge Fiend, which is pretty damn sweet looking model. I'll cover that a little bit and quickly in the upcoming segment that I have. It's got to meet the new White Dwarf team. It's got them sitting on a giant rhino that they built. What to do with your White Dwarf on iPad, which I am going to sit here. I'm going to say I do enjoy the White Dwarf on iPad more than the physical version. Two reasons. Well, maybe more than two, but one, if I was to actually buy the White Dwarf on iPad, it costs $8 an issue. So, based on the old prices, because White Dwarf did jump up another dollar, overall, you're saving $2 by buying it on your iPad. It's not too bad if you got iPad and you like to use it like that. It allows you to read it in bed while you're laying next to the wife and or husband. So that's pretty cool. You know, you're not really holding nothing. The whole digital products, I don't know how I feel about them charging the regular price. As if you would own the original copy of the item in your hand, it's more tangible, I think. And if you actually suffer some type of freak out on your iPad, I'm afraid that you'll lose it and stuff. But I did nothing with the old White Dwarfs except for hoard them in the bathroom. You know, Al Bundy. Reading in the bathroom. But the White Dwarf, what I do like, it's got interactive icons. It's got one icon that lets you, when you tap up, you can zoom up into the object. That's pretty cool. It's got exclamation part icon. And these are all plastered throughout the White Dwarf on each page of the digital copy, anyway. It lets you go through a new release. You pop on it, lets you bring some information box of the relevant release information, including price and date and stuff. It's got one that looks like a little, I don't know what it looks like, a circle, a little grid pattern in it. It lets you order miniatures or books online through the icon. And my most favorite, it's got one that's like a little swirly-do, like a little like movement type icon. And this is pretty. This is what I think is pretty cool. You tap on this and you can rotate the model 360 on your iPad. And I think that's pretty badass. And I think that's a win in that one. Let's see. So, you got that. Of course, you can go through the new release. You can jump by page. You can go through the columnist. So, it's pretty cool. Open up the new releases. A nice little picture of, you got it, this month is Chaos. So, it goes through and it's got some sporty pictures. Not too much differently than a regular White Dwarf supporting their, you know, their new releases and everything. You got your Mauler Fiend or Maul Fiend. Of course, you can zoom in. You can get pricing on that with icons, and you can rotate it. And I think the rotating is pretty cool because not all the time can you actually see the backside of a model in White Dwarf. And if there's a nice painting reference where you can see, well, what did they do there? And if you're putting it together and you don't know where that weird spiky bit is. Next up, we have the Heldrick pictures. Of course, they got the whole ordering thing, the rotation icon as well. And it's pretty badass. If you have an iPad, and you like White Dwarf, and you're going to buy a White Dwarf anyway, at least give one of them a try. It's got the new Raptors that you can pop up and get bigger. And of course, you got your little articles. And all in all, it's pretty cool. Warp Smith. So all in all, my opinion of the new White Dwarf format is not a lot different so far as the old one. You got your new releases, and look what you can buy, and you know, It's cool, but it's just a commercial for the Chaos Codex. And look, we're going to redo our old models and find Chaos, which we're not going to carve any new sculpts for anything, which is unfortunate for Abaddon, because he's a puny-ass model for such a badass character. So we go through all those, they show all the new stuff. Of course, the new Chaos spell card deck is out. And we'll go over spells in a minute. I got another product I downloaded. It's got Iron Warrior upgrade. I mean, it's got all the Cult Marine upgrade packs. It's got the Battle Force, more characters. So all in all, it's not too much different than a regular White Dwarf. Look, it's the new Black Library releases that are coming out. The new Forge World latest is the Horus Heresy Book 1, which looks freaking fantastic. But I'm going to hold off until I get one with the word bearers in it. And, of course, it's got some pretty kick-ass Forge World pre-heresy stuff. And, well, you know what? Compared to the prices that you're paying for Games Workshop now, you might as well do the Forge World. They got a new game coming out, Relic, which is basically Talisman in Space. Me and my buddy Lynn were talking about that, so we'll probably pick it up. It looks fun. It's Talisman, I like that, and it's 40k, so I like that better than Fantasy. And it's got a new, a player's article guide about Army of the Month with Ben Johnson's Skaven Army. That's pretty cool. You can zoom up on his own actual models and stuff that he's painted and has in his army. Then the icons inside the White Dwarf for the iPad that you go through and look through different pictures. And I mean, it's just a pretty cool experience. If you like White Dwarf, you're gonna buy it anyway. Like I said, you got iPad, go ahead and do it. Of course, we got the Jervis Johnson stuff in there, the battle report with the space with the Chaos Space Marines versus Space Marines, which are the White Scars, and it talks about the armies that they picked out and stuff like that. Blah 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 blah. They're playing, but the most prominent thing that I do like on here is instead of looking at when you're done with the when you're done with the army or the article, you go in and it's got a video, post-battle video debrief, and that's pretty cool. You can look at the game designers, or you can listen to them as they talk about, you know, on video, how the game was and what happened and stuff. Then, of course, it does go into the written format later, so that's pretty damn sweet. Just got a fantasy one, a little battle report as well. Then it goes into the Horus Heresy, and it shows you all the cool pictures that they can take using Photoshop and fog machines and all that shit. It's the Horus Heresy, and it's pretty bad. Pretty badass. And it goes to shows you the Black Library books. But most importantly, that what this White Dwarf brings than any other White Dwarf, it brings us the first Primarch to ever be sculpted and sold for mass production with the rules using the Forge World book. And we have Ingron. He's a very angry guy. That's all I gotta say. And this sculpt is pretty freaking amazing. He's huge, bigger. I guess he's running at 90 pounds. As not for his weight, but actually how much he costs. We got some more article fanfare based on Rogue Trader. We have the Citadel Hall of Fame with a Nightbringer picture with heavy metal team Anja, who painted it, blah blah blah. It's pretty cool. It's really neat. If you're gonna buy a White Dwarf, your iPad, like I said, I can't stress it enough. Go ahead, pick it up. It's $2 cheaper. You're saving a little bit, and plus you don't have the paper format crowding up your bathroom and or bookshelf. Then we have a whole battleground refinery table that they built, which is totally badass, and I love to do it, but it's a stationary table, and I don't know if I ever do it. Also has a painting guide, how you sit there and paint Alpha Legions, Black Legions, Night Lords, using the new Citadel paints, just like they do in the Army Codexes in the rule book. It's pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool. All in all, decent White Dwarf. The best one? I don't think so. Fun? Yes, it's a fun White Dwarf, and it's even better that it's on my new toy, the iPad. And, yeah, that's that. Now, my other thing I bought for this is, I bought this thing called the Psychic thing, I don't know. It's for iPod Touch and or iPad. I think it looks better if you got it on your iPod because it doesn't have pixelization. And I just downloaded today the Chaos version or the Chaos upgrade, but you have to, the to be able to download the Chaos stuff's free, but to have the Chaos spells costs $5.99. So, again, we're looking at about $2 cheaper than the actual paper product. But this little app's pretty cool. It cost me $11. I had some left on the iTunes card. But you can go through the spells, one by one, look them over, see what they all do. So that's pretty damn sweet, especially since I don't own the cards as it is. But you can go in and type up some psychers, and you can create them for your battles. So, like right now, I have a Blood Angels guy there named Lynn, and I have a Grey Knight Librarian. Those are my only two psychers I've been using as of late. Excuse me. So you get your psychers, you can go in, you tap on them, you can get ready for a game. You can even take pictures using your iPad or iPod Touch of your figure that you have painted so it knows. You can up their mastery levels, lower their mastery levels. You can also, it's got a random spell generator which shows up the spells and you tap it and it flips over so you don't have to roll dice for your spells. And it's got a function that allows you to play. And what this is basically a turn tracker that you can keep track of your psyker and their psychic abilities and warp charges on your turn and your opponent's turn. I think all in all, this, if you're going to carry your iPod or your iPad with you to a game, this is not a bad little app to pick up. Plus, if you don't want to buy the cards, you have them on your iPad. So, it's a good freaking little buy. I mean, I enjoy it. So, we are going to take a moment, take a little break, probably a little musical interlude. I'm going to play the broken up recording of the Chaos Codex that I recorded yesterday while I was waiting in the truck, bar hopping for my daughter's backtrack party. And then I'll basically sum up what my thoughts about the Chaos Codex and tell you what we're looking at next. So enjoy the music and or commercial break and an interview, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Welcome to episode 70 of Sean Hammer. I know it's been a bit. I am a freaking slacker, and what do you do? What do you do? Anyway, today I come with you with great tidings and everything. Yeah. Great tidings of chaos. I got a hold of the Chaos Codex sent to me through a game company. So I'm going to go through, and we're going to talk up some chaos today. So bear with me as we go through and open the codex and talk about everything nasty and chaos. Okay, first all, the book I heard is like $50-$55. So I'm glad I got it for free. I'm probably sure there's something wrong with this book, considering they gave it to me for free. So I'm guessing that that's what's going on with it. Pictures are pretty, blah, 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 but the same thickness as a Warhammer army book. Not very impressed with the fact that it's actually $10 more than most Warhammer army books. Let's see, let's go ahead and get into the meat of the thing. We got a whole bunch of cool pictures. I'm probably sure we've seen some of the same pictures throughout our history of Warhammer-ness. Let's see, we have some Chaos Special Rules, The Lost and the Damned. We have a Champion of Chaos as a special rule. And let's see, this is not unusual for Chaos powers to bestow blah, blah, blah.
If a model is a Chaos Champion, special rule must always issue and accept challenges whenever possible. If there are more than one model in combat with this challenge, he has to accept challenges and give them. But when he kills somebody in a challenge, he's rewarded from a Chaos Boon on the opposite table. I'm not going to go through all the Chaos Boons, but I'm going to name off a few. He can have some Warp Frenzy, giving him +1 attack. He can get Icy Aura. Models in base-to-base contact with them at the end of initiative, step 1, take a Strength 4 Armor AP 5 hit. We have a whole bunch of different things we can roll on a Chaos Boon table and send a D66, which meaning you roll 1 6-sided for the 10, 6-sided for the rest. So he can get pretty badass. Let's see, we got Warlord traits. We have designated Warlord traits for the Chaos Army book here. And these are pretty cool. We have 6 different Warlord traits. He could have the Black Crusader. This gives him preferred enemy Space Marines. So that's pretty cool. And with Space Marines, that counts for all Space Marines. Hence, Space Marines, Black Templars, Blood Angels, Dark Angels, Green Knights, and Space Wolves. So, I was pulling one on my buddy Len, saying that, oh, it's only from the Chaos Space Marine book, but oh well. He's got Flames of Spite is another Warlord trait he can roll. And all melee weapons belonging to this Warlord have the Soul Blaze special rule that allows when you wound somebody with Soul Blaze, they get a burning token, and it allows them D3 burning Strength 4 AP 5 hits, I think it is, or Strength 3 AP 5 hits at the end of every turn until the fire is dissipated. Let's see, Master Deception, nominate D3 infantry units in your army before deployment. Those units gain the infantry special rule. We got the Hatred Incarnate. The Warlord and his unit have Hatred special rule. Lord of Terror, the Warlord has the Fear special rule. And Exalted Champion. Now the Warlord may reroll his Chaos Boon table, including any rolls he makes before the game begins, and he begins as a result of a Chaos Gift Me Chase. But anyway, try that again though. Warlord may reroll his rolls on a Chaos Boon table, including any rolls he makes before the game begins as a result of the gift of mutation. So it allows him to get a little bit better mutations, I suppose, if you don't like them. Okay, we have our Marks of Chaos. We have a Mark of Khorne. Anyone with a Mark of Khorne will have Rage and the Counterattack Special Rule. Mark of Nurgle. They get a +1 toughness. And if you're a psyker, you have to take Mark of Nurgle, must generate 1 power from the Discipline of Nurgle spells. Mark of Tzeentch, we have, let's see, models with the Mark of Tzeentch have +1 to their invulnerable save to a maximum of 3+. If given to a model that does not already have an invulnerable save, this mark confers an invulnerable save of 6+. Additionally, if you're a psyker, you have to take at least 1 spell from the Mark of Tzeentch. So, let's go on to the next one, and we have Marco Slaanesh. Models with a Marco Slaanesh have +1 initiative, and psychers have to take at least 1 spell from the table from the Discipline of Slaanesh. Let's see, Chaos Lords. We got a whole bunch of fluff that goes with it. Let's see, Chaos Lords, that's pretty much what you'd expect out of a Space Marine Lord type champion. Warrior has power armor, bolt pistol, close combat weapon, frag grenades, and crack grenades. Special rules, this guy comes champion of chaos, fearless and independent character. We have the sorcerers, and pretty much same stats. I'm not going to go through all the stats. This guy's running in with power armor, bolt pistol, force weapon, frag grenades, crack grenades. Champion of Chaos, Special Rule, Independent Character, Psyker, Mastery Level 1. That's to start with. Demon Princes, this is kind of a newbie. Not really, it is an upgraded newbie. And, let's see, this guy here, I'll go through his stats. He's got Weapon Skill 9, Ballistic Skill 5, Strength 6, 5 Toughness, 4 Wounds, Initiative 8, 5 Attacks, Leadership 9. Wow. Anyway, he's a monstrous creature. Comes with a close combat weapon, and he's demon, fearless, and veterans of the long war. So that is pretty handy. Let's see. He's got a whole bunch of upgrades he can take. He can take Demon of Corn. That'll give him a Fierce Charge of Hatred rules for Demons of Slaanesh. Demon of Tzeentch have Hatred for Demons of Nurgle in addition. It allows me to roll all saving throws as a result of one. Demon Nurgle, he hates Tzeentch as well. Well, he hates Tzeentch, and let's see. He had the Shrouded and the Slow and Purposeful special rules. Let's see. Demons of Slaanesh, they hate Khorne. They have Fleet and the Running special rules, and they can also run an additional 3 inches. So it's D6 plus 3. Some demons are Psychers. This upgrade, they can use Biomancy, Pyromancy, Telepathy. And if they're a demon, a prince upgraded demon, Prince's Ancient, or Ghost Slaanesh, you have to take one. And of course, the great chaos mutation of wings. Next up, we have the Warsmiths. These are basically kind of like your Tech Marines. Stats pretty much close to that. They have War Gear, they have Flesh Metal, Bolt Pistol, Power Axe, Frag Grenades, Crack Grenades, and Mecha Tendrils. Let's see, he's got Master Mechanism. Mechanisms. Excuse my French, it's like freaking 12:30 in the morning. Let's see. Each of his shooting phase, instead of firing its weapons, a warpsmith may choose to either repair a friendly single damage vehicle or curse a single enemy vehicle. The warpsmith cannot use his ability if he's gone aground or falling back. Let's see. To repair a vehicle, you roll a d6, add plus 1. The warpsmith has mechanicals, rolls Mechanic Tendrils. If the result is 5 or more, he may either restore a hull point lost early in battle, or a weapon destroyed, or immobilize results. Let's see, to curse a vehicle, the warp smith must be within 18 inches of a vehicle. Roll to hit the vehicle using the warp smith's ballistic skill. If the curse hits, all the vehicle's weapons have the Gets Hot special rules to the end of next turn.
Not too bad.
And plus, he's got Shattered Defense. So he can't bolster defense, but he can actually bring down after deployment, but before skull, infiltrate, deployment, etc. He can decrease a train's cover. So if it's a 5 plus, it goes to a 6 plus, or 4 plus, to a 5 plus. So that's pretty cool. We have my coolest looking model of the whole new Chaos range. It's the Dark Apostle. Really like the look of this model. Nothing. He's a psycho-flagellant. Gas Warrior. Let's see, he's got War Gear, he's got Power Armor, Bolt Pistol, Power Maul, Frag Grenades, Crack Grenades, Sigil of Corruption, which is basically Iron Halo, for all of you that are wondering what that is. He's got Champion of Chaos, he's an independent character, and he's a Zealot. He's got Beseech the Dark God special rule. After deployment, if a character in the Dark Apostle's unit, including the Apostle himself, roll in a Chaos Boon table, he may re-roll the result. So that's pretty cool. And he's got Dimgouge. Friendly units from this codex within 6 inches of Dark Apostle must use his leadership instead of their own. And he's got 10 leadership. So it's pretty cool, and he's badass. I mean, this figure has like buttloads of scrolls hanging from him, and I like him. If I ever do Word Bearer pre-Heresy Army, which I unfortunately am thinking about, I probably will run one of these guys. Okay, up next we have the Chaos Space Marine, the Havoc, the Aspiring Champion, the Chosen, and the Chaos Champion. There's a lot. Now, these guys are infantry, Aspiring Champions and Chosen Champions are infantry character, War Gear, they have Power, Armor, Bolt Gun, Bolt Pistol, Close Combat Weapon, Frag Grenades, Crack Grenades. Special rules for the Aspiring Champion and the Chosen Champion only are Champions of Chaos. Of course, we have the bikes, which are basically a Space Marine bike with a Chaos guy riding it. So we're not going to go too much in there. We got a new unit in this book. This will be Chaos Cultists. Ballistic Seal, Weapon Skill, Strength, Toughness, Initiative 3, 1 Wound, 1 Attack, Leadership 7, Save of 6. They're infantry, they have improvised armor, auto pistol, close combat weapon, and special rules for the Cultist Champion only is Champion of Chaos. Next up, we have our Possessed. Let's see, these guys, I don't know what their stats were. I'm not a big Chaos player, so let's see, their weapon skill, ballistic skill, toughness 4, 5 strength, 1 wound, 4 initiative, 2 attacks, leadership 9, 3 save. These guys are infantry, power armor, close combat weapon, the Chaos Champion for the Champion of Chaos, for the Possessed Champion only. They have the Demon, Fearless, and Fleet rules. And they got the Vessels of Chaos. At the beginning of every subfight phase, they can roll a D3 and either get a failed or roll, re-roll wounds. They get their melee weapons are AP3, or they got a natural speed and they have the +1 attack, +1 initiative. And they get a re-roll this every subphase. So every turn, it'll be different. We have our Chaos Terminators. Pretty much the same as the Terminators in the book before. Nothing much has changed there. There is no, mark units. We had the Chaos Spawn, which I believe changed a little bit. This guy is running at Weapon Skill 3, Strength, Toughness 5, Wounds 3, 3 Initiative, D6 Attacks, Leadership 10. He's a beast. He's got Fear, Fearless, Rage, and Very Bulky. He's got random attacks at the beginning of every subfight phase. You can roll a D6 for every spawn in a unit that's fighting together. That's how many attacks that each spawn in that unit have. And above that, they have Mutated Beyond Reason. It allows them on a D3 to either get an armor save of 4+. It allows them to re-roll a D6 for determining the attacks. Or it gives them a Poison 4+ special rule. So it's pretty cool. I think the spawns are a little bit better than what they were. I'm not 100% sure, but that's about it. Let's see. We have the Obliterators. These are your mutating heavy weapon squads. 2 wounds, 4 initiative, 2 attacks, 8 leadership, 2+ save. Weapon skill, ballistic skill, strength and toughness 4. They have flesh metal, power fist, Demon, Deep Strike, Slow and Purposeful. And they can obliterate weapons. Let's see. In each of your shooting phase, you can choose which weapon obliterators in the units have with the following. Every obliterator in your unit has fire the same weapon. And you can shoot everything from assault cannon to a twin link plasma gun. It's pretty cool. Next up, we have the mutilators, which are basically the same thing as the obliterators, but with hand-to-hand weapons. These guys do not have power fists, but you can take mutilator weapons, which will give you either a pair of chain fists, lightning claws, power axes, power mauls, or power swords. So these guys can switch back and forth depending on what you need in the assault phase. Alright, now we get up to the specialty units of Chaos Marines. We have the Khorne Berserker, weapon skill 5, BS, strength, toughness, off 4, initiative 4, 1 wound, 1 attack, leadership 8 and 3. These guys running in, basically, power armor, bolt pistol, close combat weapon, frag and crack grenades. Of course, you'll be able to upgrade them to a chain axe if you want. We have the Thousand Sons. We have, they have Fearless, Furious Charge, Mark of Khorne, and 1,000 Sons. Same stats as the Chaos Berserkers with the minus the weapon skill, which is 4 instead of 5. They have Power Armor, Bolt Gun, Bolt Pistol, Force Weapon for the Aspiring Sorcerer only. Aura of Dark Glory, Infernal Bolts, which is their AP3 shots out of the Bolters. Aspiring Sorcerer's Champion of Chaos, Fearless, Mark of Tzeentch, Psyker Mastery Level 1 for the Aspiring Sorcerer only, Slow and Purposeful, and Veterans of the Long War. So that's pretty cool. My buddy plays Thousand Sons. I gotta like them. They're pretty. We have Plague Marines next. Same stats except Toughness 5. They have Power Armor, Bolt Pistol, Bolt Gun, Plague Knife, Blight Grenades, and crack grenades. They have fearless, feel no pain, Marco Nurgle, page 30. I already went to the Marco Nurgle, so there we go. We have noise marines. Same as the stats as the Zinch Warriors. Let's see. Nothing too much outside of a power armor, bolt gun, bolt pistol, frag grenades, crack grenades. Champions Chaos for the champion only. Fearless and Marcus Slaanesh. Okay, we have the Raptors. These guys are the... I don't know if they changed too much from the last one. But they are pretty much standard stats. Everything 4, minus the attack and toughness and leadership, of course. Your jump infantry. Bolt pistol, close combat weapon, frag grenades, crack grenades, jump packs, champions chaos, and they cause fear. So that's pretty cool. We have the warp talons. These are the other guys you can make outside of the raptor kit. I don't know if it's enough difference, but I think these guys look pretty cool. And this makes me want to play a Nightlord army, so I'll stay away from them. Same stats as the raptors. But we're looking at the fact is they're demon. Yep, they're demon, the other guys aren't. And they have the warp flame strike. Immediately after a unit of warp talons has arrived from reserves by deep strike, all enemy units within 6 inches count as having been hit by a weapon with a blind special rule. That's pretty cool. I don't know if this is something that we'll see that go into, I don't know, that we'll see in the Eldar Codex or not with the Sweeping Hawks. Next up, we're going to have the Forge Fiends and the Mauler Fiends, so I'm going to call it quits for right now and take a small little break, and I'll be back to you soon.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Port Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.
Hey, I'm Luke.
And I'm JJ.
And we're the guys from World's End Radio. When we're not playing games...
or lying to our wives about it...
then we're going to the ends of the earth to bring you the latest content on all aspects of the Games Workshop hobby.
And a few other worlds besides.
So come find us at www.worldsendradio.com.
Or subscribe to the show through iTunes.
Of guest host at the imperialtruth.blogspot.com.
Okay, up next we have the Forge Fiend and the Mauler Fiends. These are the new goodness that White Dwarf put out, or Games Workshop put out. These are the big metal league creatures. Both these badasses, we are looking at the same stats. Weapon skill 3, ballistic skill 3, strength 6, armor front is 12, armor side is 12. 10 rear, 3 initiative, 2 attacks, and let's see, 3 hull points. Let's see, they're a walker, and the Forge Fiend has 2 Hades auto cannons, and demonic possession. It's got a demon fleet, and it will not die. Okay. It's demon forge. Once per game, at the start of any shooting or assault phase, the demon forge may be activated. For the rest of the phase, the model may reroll all fail to wound rolls and all fail armor penetration rolls. At the start of the phase in which the Demon Forge is used, roll a d6. If the result is a 1, the model loses a hull point with no saves of any kind alone. I don't know about this, if that's even worth it, taking on a giant creature that's going to lose hull points on his own, demise. Let's see. The Maul Fiends has 2 power fists,
demonic possession, and 2 magma cutters. Magma is awesome power, at any rate. Demon Forge fleet, it will not die and move through cover. It's got a siege crawler, which is smaller fiends can move up to 12 inches in the movement phase and are not slowed by difficult terrain, even when charging. In addition, in close combat, smaller fiends add +1 armor penetration rolls against buildings.
So, yeah, it's a siege creature. Pretty badass looking, too. If I was to play Chaos, I'd probably pick up one of these. Next up, we have the Helldrake. This is new hotness. This is a new flyer killer from for Chaos. Ballistic skill 3, front side armor 12, rear 10, 3 hull points. It's got a vehicle, it's fire, hover, war gears, Hades auto cannon, demonic possession, special rules, demon forge. So it's, and it will not die. So the demon forge special rules on the Hades hull, on the Hades, I mean not the Hades, the Helldrake. It's demon forward. Once per game is sort of any. Okay, so it gets to reroll, hit, wound, and chance of losing a hull point. But it's got a meteoric descent. Helldrakes have a vector strike special rule. However, as they are a vehicle, they can perform a vector strike whilst zooming instead of whilst zooming. Furthermore, hits caused by Helldrake's vector strike are resolved at strength 7. Pretty cool. I can see this thing coming up on the table edge behind the opponent, bam, dropping down on a Storm Raven or a Vendetta. Strength 7. It's possibly be good. We have Defiler. I'm not so sure that this has changed any from the old way it was, but we are looking at 4 hull points. Weapon skill, ballistic skill 3. Side and front armor 12. Rear armor 10. Initiative and attack 3. All I gotta say is, what's up with all these Chaos engines only having weapon skill, ballistic skill 3? Come on. I mean, I don't know. But this guy's got a battle cannon, Reaper auto cannon, twin linked heavy flamer, 2 power fist, demonic possession, smoke light, searchlight, smoke launchers. It's got demon forge, fleet, and it will not die.
That's the Defiler. It's pretty cool looking. That big metal crab. I play Dawn of War, and when I do play Chaos there, it's pretty cool. And see, we got Chaos Rhinos, same as their Space Marine counterparts, especially with the rule, with the repair, fire capacity, access points, so. Same with the Chaos Predators, no change there. Chaos Vindicators, no change there. Chaos Land Raiders. Yep, pretty much the same as their Space Marine equivalent, except it can hold 10 models. I don't know if the Space Marine equivalent's different. It's been a while since I've played any. Before we get into any special characters, our last entry is the Hellbrute. This guy's running at, thank God, weapon skill, ballistic skill 4. 6 strength, front and side armor 12, rear 10. Initiative 4, 2 attacks, hull points 3. It's a vehicle, a walker, of course. It's a multi-mounted with power fist. He's crazed. Each time Hellbrute takes glance at penetrating hits but not destroys, you roll on the table. He could get fire, frenzy, rising fear, or blood rage. I'm not going to go really into that. We have some special characters in the Chaos Codex, as you would imagine. We have Abaddon the Despoiler. Pretty cool, pretty much badass. I don't know, pretty much it's Abaddon. What do you expect? Let's see, we'll go over points and stuff when we get back in the book. We have her on Blackheart. Potentially pretty cool looking. We have Khan the Betrayer, which I will note on his Chaos artifact. He has Gore Child. It's a melee armor bane, +1 strength, AP2 weapon. Ring, ring. Like it. Let's see, we have Armon. This is a Psychic Mastery 4. He's got a Chaos Artifact, a Black Staff Aramon that allow him to shoot 3 Witchfire Powers in the same shooting phase, provided he has enough points. We won't go over him too much until we get to the end and discuss the characters in general. We have Typhus. Pretty much cool. What I would like to say on... let's see.
He can launch a destroyer hive, which seems like a bunch of fly. But he can't plague zombies. He can turn any unit of Chaos Cultists into plague zombies with no point cost difference. These guys will have fearless, feel no pain, and slow and purposeful. They cannot carry options, and they can't shoot the weapons. They just swing with them. So they're pretty much zombies, and it's pretty cool. I like Typhus. He's a cool model. I don't get the whole Nurgle thing in the Chaos book, but, yeah. We have Lucius the Eternal. This guy's a little bit of a psychopath. He's okay. We won't go too much. We have Fabius Bile. He can pretty much do exactly what he does. Did in the past, except his guys. Enhanced Warriors. He can make one unit of Space Marines. A plus one strength. So, yeah. Fabius Bile, the guys walking around with a human cloak. So you gotta give him his props. Let's see, Plague Knight. We're into the Forbidden Armory. We can get chain axes, user AP4, strength as user, melee AP4, Plague Knife, strength as user, melee poison 4, power scourge. We got a whole bunch of new different
weapons and stuff and armory. I'm not going to go too much over it.
We have a special issue war gear. We have blade grenades. Count as both assault, defensive grenades. Got your bike, got your inferno bolts. Shots are considered AP3. Jump pack, sigil corruption. Like I said, it's a 4 plus armor save. So it's basically a iron halo. We have some chaos icons. Most of them are designated to a god. We have one of Khorne. Let's see. Gives them a fear of charge special rolls, and you can reroll the charge range. Icon of Flame. All Bolcons, Scumby Bolters, blah, blah, blah. Have the Soulblade special rule. So it's pretty cool. It gives you a little bit of psychic, specialist chaos stuff. We have our chaos rewards, and of course, we have the Juggernaut and stuff. And I like the Juggernaut. Don't think it's as cool as the Space Thunderwolf Cavalry, but. And see, we have the armor, flash metal, blah, blah, blah. Flash metal is basically freaking artificial armor. We have power armor, improvised armor with 6 plus save. This is what the cultists have. We have the cultist artifacts. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different, 6 different chaos artifacts you can choose. One of them is pretty cool. It's the murder sword. Basically, strength as user, AP3. Melee and murder, but immediately before the first turn, if you nominate an enemy character, target bearer of the you target with the murder sword. Whereas the bearer is in base contact with a nominated character, murder sword strength becomes x2, and its AB becomes 1, and has an instant death special rule. So that's if you really want that character, that independent character, that little thorn in your side to die horribly. Let's see, for psychic powers, we're only looking at 1, 2, 3 psychic powers, and the Primaris powers for Tzeentch. The same thing for Nurgle, same thing for Slaanesh. Buddy of mine thinks that Games Workshop got kind of lazy on this, and they should be a little bit more powers that they have. But most of your Chaos Sorcerers can take the other book powers as well, and they're pretty badass. I'm not going to go into the disciplines of Slaanesh and Nurgle. I'll give you the Primaris power from each. That's what I'll do. Because if I sit here and I read through all the everything, I'm taking away some fun out of the book. Let's see. The discipline of Tzeentch. His Primaris power is Tzeentch Firestorm. Warp Charge 1. It's Witch Fire. It's got Range 24. It's D6 plus 1. Slash and AP, Assault, Blast, and Inferno. Inferno is for each model that has removed its casualty as a result of the firestorm. The remainder of the unit immediately takes a further D3 strength 3 slash hit AP hits. These extra hits do not generate more hits. So that's the Primaris power for Tzeentch. Primaris power for Nurgle. We have Nurgle's Rot, Warp Charge 1. Nurgle's Rot is the Nova power with the profile below. Note that demons of Nurgle and models of the Mark of Nurgle are unaffected by Nurgle's Rot. In fact, they find it rather refreshing. So it's kind of like a 7-up. Range of 6, strength 2, AP 5, assault D6, poison plus 4. So, that's that. Discipline of Sinesh, Primaris Power, Sensory Overlord, one warp charge. Reaching out to overload the nerve centers of his foe as a psyker, make sure that they are fit state to accept a deadly caress. It's a Witchfire roll with the following profile. Range 24, Strength 4, AP 4, Assault, Blind, Concussive, and Pinning. So this is a little bit of taste of the Primaris powers for the psykers. Next up we have a cool battle picture that we've seen everywhere else. Then we hit the color section. I don't need pictures. I'll give it that. Let's see. He's got a nice little Chaos War gear list. So that's pretty cool. Or HQ. Let's see. Let's go through points of the HQ and talk about some different roles that they have. Now we have Abaddon the Despoiler running in at 265 points. So he's more than a Land Raider. Let's see. Pretty much everything I went over is right where he's got special weapons and all that jazz. But he's got the First Among Chosen. In a primary detachment that includes Abaddon, units of the Chosen are two choice instead of elites. So that's pretty cool. We're going into the specialized units. Here on Blackheart, he's just a veteran Long War running at 160 points. Nothing really standing out too much on him. Abaddon, if you want a lot more Chosen for troops choice, that's your little army benefactor. You can change the feel of your army. Karn the Betrayer is 160 points as well. He's got a lot of stuff on him, like I said. He's pretty badass. I'm just going to put that out there. But he's got Nexus of Khorne in the primary detachment. That includes Karn. Khorne Berserkers are troop choice, so this lets you pick out that Khorne Berserker army. We have Armon. He does the same thing with the Thousand Suns, so we have Force Multipliers in here. Typhus, he's 230. Armon and Typhus are 230 points. Typhus does the same thing with Plague Marines. Lucius the Internal, 165, and Lord of Decadence, meaning that he can take Noise Marines as troop choices. There is an Emperor's Children in this book. Noise Marines are the Emperor's Children. We have Fabius Bio, 165. Chaos Lord of 65 points. And a primary detachment of including Chaos Lord, depending on what mark he has. Let's see if you have Khorne. Khorne Berserkers are troop choice instead. Mark of Nurgle, Plague Marines are. Mark of the Sinesh, Noise Marines are troop choices. Plus, you got all your bonus options that you can take with your,
with the Chaos Lord. Next up, we have the Sorcerer. Basically, Chaos Sorcerer, Master Level 1. Can be boosted up to 2 Master Levels.
Can make up to 2 additional, so he can be Master Level 3. If he has a Mark of Zinch, Thousand Sons are his troop choice. Demon Prince is going to be a costly unit once you buy all the gifts and everything for him. He's 145 points. Warp Smith is 110. Dark Apostle 105. Troops are 75 for 5. You can add more for 13 points model with a whole bunch of different marks and everything. Chaos Cultist, 50 points. You can buy up to 25 more for 4 points per model. This is going to be a nice big-ass unit. Cultist, I turn into zombies if you ask me. Chosen at 90 points for 5, buying more for 18 points per model with all your upgrades and everything. You're possessed, 130 points, 26 points per model. Remember, they have the 5 strength. Chaos Terminators, 95. Hellbrute, 105. He can take an additional Power Fist for free. Twinling Heavy Bolter, Reaper Auto Cannon, Plasma Cannon, or Twinling Glass Cannon. So he's basically just a Hellbrute is a Dreadnought. We have the Mutilator. Let's see, they're 55 points apiece. Those are your obliterators, your hand-to-hand obliterators. Khorne Berserkers, 105 for 5. That's with the champion. 19 points per model above that, but you have to pay 3 points apiece for chain axe, so you might as well say that they're 22 points. Thousand Suns, 150, and more of those cost 23 points per model. Plague Marines, 120 for 5, 24 points per model on top of that. Noise Marines are 95 with 17 points per model on top of that. Dedicated transport, 35 points for the Rhino. Let's see. Fast stack, we had the cast bikers for 70 points, and those would be two bikers, one cast biker champion. Maybe add up to seven cast bikers for 20 points a model. That's not bad. And you can give them the icons and the marks and everything on top of that. Chaos spawn is 30 points. I really think the chaos spawn got a little bit better in this codex. I like it. Raptors are 95 points for 5 of them. Buying more for 17 points a piece. Not bad. Warp talents for 5 are 160 with 30 points a piece more. I don't know really how I feel about that. Price-wise on those is, like I said, let's see. Raptors cause fear. Warp talons are demons. They have the warp flame attack. So I don't know. I don't really think that they're a bit more than the Raptors. I don't know if they're really quite worth it. They're both fast attacks, so you're using a spot for each. I don't know. Probably might go the Raptors more. We Heldrick is 170 points, which I'm not 100% keen on the model. I don't like the airplane look of the dragon, but I wish that it had a more organic look to it. Heavy support, Havocs are 75 points apiece for 5. You're going to add up to 5 more for 13 points, of course. Take more heavy weapons. Obliterators for 70, with maybe add up to 2 obliterators for 70 points again. So 70 points per obliterator. The Fowler's 195, plus the options. Forge Fiend 175, Maul Fiend 125. Chaos Lanerator 230, Chaos Vindicator 120, Chaos Predator 75. And that's about it for the army rules. I'm going to go over my thoughts a little bit about the book and go from there in a little bit. Alright, talk to you soon.
Okay, don't email me about it because I'm probably never going to do that again. It did not sound very good. I have to get a mic for that if I do. And plus, I won't even go over the bull crap I had to go through with getting that off my email. It could have been better, but there we go. That's the Chaos Codex, pretty much. I like to base things on, wow, would I buy that? Well, let's talk about it. I play Space Wolves, and I love Space Wolves. I go through. I get the Blood Angel Codex. Things hit me. Models are like, you know, they're just Space Marines. There's nothing really great, you know. They got nipples, and they're painted red, basically, with blood drops on them. But there's a few units, and there's a style of army, and a few units that really stick out. You know, the Blood Raven, the Death Company Dreadnoughts with the Blood Talons, everything. And I'd be like, damn, that Codex would make me pick up that army. Do I feel that about the Chaos Space Marines? I don't think so. You know, there's a lot of good stuff in this codex. It just seems like Chaos is getting pretty, just boned a little bit. They have fast attacks, flyer. They got that dragon. He's pretty badass, and what he can do is badass. They got no flying transport like everybody else. Would the codex come out, so no flight transport. They got no drop pods, which I don't understand. I'm pretty sure that they had drop pods in the Heresy. I mean, pre-Heresy, so I don't know why they don't have drop pods and such. I understand where they're coming from with, like, the Mauler Fiend, the Maul Fiend, and the Forge Fiend, and the Defiler and everything, you know, everything, and even the Heldrake. Things get mutated in the warp and stuff. I get it. Hellbrute's really nice. He's just nothing but a dreadnought, basically. He's a dreadnought. All in its purposes. The spawns are a little bit different. They did hit the mark on some of these areas in the books. I believe all the characters are solid. They did a good job on those. I didn't cover those too much, but they're solid. The Chaos Boon table is pretty nice. I mean, you got a chance of nothing, or you got the chance of becoming a spawn or a demon prince. I mean, that's pretty bad. The book itself is beautiful. The layout's cool. The reference page in the back is pretty damn nifty. It's a threefold reference page that folds out, and everything you need to know is on there. Really nice. It's got everything on there. The rewards, the icons. It's freaking nice. So, I don't know. And looking at it, I think Chaos got boned a little bit. Their book could have been a little bit better with a little bit more. It's pretty unique. Don't get me wrong, the Chaos Codex is unique. But it does need to hit some of those staples because it's a Marine Codex. It's got some big creatures, I understand that. But it's just a Marine Codex. This is a heresy. All these guys are heretics and everything. There should be some weapons and stuff that's the same that their Space Marine counterparts. The way it's going in 6th edition, I really believe that they would have had a flying troop transport and or drop pods or something to get around the table more than just the good old Rhino. I don't know. It's not bad. If I was a Chaos player, from what I had, it is an improvement. It probably would disappoint me a little bit. But I think 6th edition in itself was an actual great achievement for Chaos itself with the allies. Giving Chaos the ability to take the demons, which in all makes them the most sense in the whole entire world. And that's all I got. Would I play Chaos based on this codex? No. Would I be happy if I was a Chaos player with this codex? Probably. I mean, it's better than what they had. I admit, it's not as good as it could have been. It's a pretty book. It's pretty pricey. And that's it. But let me say one thing. This is the first book that has missile launchers and a ranged weapon chart in the back, with the flak missiles of 48 inches strength, 7 AP4, heavy 1 skyfire. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So we're going to see more of that. There's kind of a little bit of letdown for what it could have had. It could have been a little bit more oomph to it. The Terminators could have been like the cult Terminators in the past. That would have been cool. You can make them close with the icons and the marks and everything. I just think that they could have added more flavor in this book, and they should have. The army should have more flavor. Simple as that. And I think that, being that it's an improvement, it just still didn't quite hit the mark. So that's my view on the Chaos Codex. Let's see what we got coming up next. If you don't like my views, and you say, Sean, you're absolutely fucking wrong on your views of the Chaos Codex, and you can pretty much eat shit, give me a ring at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com, or if you say, Sean, I liked your Codex review, and I'm sorry that the iPad thing sounded horrible, but I will continue to listen to you, give me an email at the same spot. I know I've had people say, Sean, why do you go through the Codex basically reading it? Because not everyone's going to buy a $55 Codex for an army that they don't plan on playing. So this gives the players a little bit of a heads up on an army that they may not ever even look through this codex, but maybe this might ring a bell what they're looking at, I don't know. It just is what it is. Next up we got some Malifaux coming up. We're gonna go over some Lucius, his crew, and I got a Halloween episode coming, which I'm gonna cover some spooky terrain and probably the Dreamer. I'm gonna try the Dreamer on that. So, remember, before I leave you and give you my tagline, the song on the end of the podcast is actually Bolt Thrower. It's a band in the 80s, death metal band, and they do a whole bunch of 40k songs, and the one I'm going to play for you is Through the Eye of Terror. It's pretty cool, pretty fitting, too. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Just the darkness and the grass. The cold is over.